is a box, a musical box, wound up and ready to play. Can you guess what is in it today?
Ladies and gentlemen, Box 39, in association with Big Dave's Burger Bar, the home of the Stanway Vodka Burger, is proud to present the legends of the Norfolk and North India Golf Club music scene. With Henry on guitar, Big Sue on electric oboe, Rincey Fish on bass, and Clarkson on drums. Please welcome, live once more in the studio, it's the return of the Box 39 house band. This is Ausgang Exit.
Box 39 with me, Bill Lawrence, and welcome. Welcome to Colne Radio and to Box 39, and I'm joined by my guest presenter this week, Tim Morgan. But before I start, well, I really need to do this. And I'm sorry to start the show in this way. I really am. That noise you just heard, that cacophony of sound that was Ausgang Exit, our outstanding house band for many years here at Box 39, and who I extended a welcome to after your letter asking for your jobs. Well, to be honest, my producer Steve-O saw you at Dis Pitch and Putt doing a wedding reception last week and said you had changed. But it seems quite foolishly I ignored Steve-O's warnings. He was right, and I've been most terribly wrong. Henry, Big Sue, yes, you Rincey Fish, and you Clarkson, and all the rest of the Ausgang Exit who would normally have been here but had a contractual obligation at Yarmouth Dog Track tonight. You're all fired. That's it. That was awful. I've already got a stream of angry emails from loyal listeners begging me to do this. So go on, get out. Now, go on, walk out that door. And don't you come back. Go on, out. And take that sheep with you. As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is our show. And this is our show all about the truth. But let me just ask you this, listeners, what is the truth anyway? Is it facts and figures? Is it something that can be measured in data? Or is it a gut feeling? You know, the thing you just know in your bones, even when the world says otherwise. And don't sit there all quietly staring down at your knees and your toes, all bashful, like Neil Kinnock did when he failed to win the 1992 election after his narrow defeat of the Conservative leader Sir Horace Wetherspoons. That didn't get him far. He soon realised he'd have to pull his Marks and Spencer's socks up in double quick time. So tonight, we're going to explore how truth has shifted in our politics, in our history, our our relationships, even in ourselves. You know, from AI-generated headlines to the little lies we whisper in our loved ones' warm and furry ears before we admit that it really was us who got up in the night and finished off that bit of bread pudding in the fridge. We are entering a time when truth is no longer a matter of evidence. You know, it's a matter of perspective. The truth is out there, but it's not unwell. In fact, it's blooming. It's healthy like the Swiss cuckoos in their clocks. There's much more truth than there ever has been before, thanks to the ever-growing access to the ever-growing technology, to globalization, and to the invention by Alexander Graham Bell of the hoverboard. And here's the twist. Sometimes, and more than ever before, even the facts lie. So stay with us as we unpack five big ideas about the truth, play some games, take your calls, and maybe, just maybe, find something real together. Yes, it's time now to open Box 39 once more, as we attempt to cleanse ourselves of any falsehoods, fakes, fibs, and fictions, to ensure we have nothing but the truth.
As everyone living within a 20-kilometre radius of Wivenhoe knows, the imposing Cone Radio Towers has 11 floors, with the top floor offering a 360-degree panoramic view, allowing presenters to look out at global events in literally every direction and comment with eyewitness credibility thanks to a sturdy central column design and then a 360-degree sweep of uninterrupted plate glass windows. What is less well known is that according to the blueprints, Cone Radio Towers were supposed to have had 14 floors and, in fact, three floors are missing. A case of construction fraud that cannot be litigated because, after showing the Cone Radio Board of Directors the plans for the building and signing a broadly worded contract, the construction company simply took the only copies of the fraudulent blueprints home with them. And then, when only 11 floors were found to have been built, the Board of Directors, thanks to a broadly worded invoice, had no evidence that 14 floors had ever been discussed. Wivenhoe residents who footed the bill ought to be outraged.
This is Box 39 with our show called The Truth with Bill Lawrence, Adrian Cohen, and our guest presenter, Tim Morgan. This jingle has been outsourced to a jingle factory in India because Tim Morgan is getting a much higher fee than we normally pay. He says he wants a nice wedge of jelly and sneeze, a couple of folding monkeys, and a naughty ferret, all in euros. To be honest, I thought Tim must have banged his head, but Bill said he is very important. End of.
Well, yes, here we are then on Colm Radio. I'm Bill Lawrence and I am with Tim Morgan in the studio. And you heard Adrian Cohen down there in our music library. And sad to say, this will be the last appearance that Adrian Cohen makes, because after this week, he's moving to another radio station in Stanway. Now, our show this week is all about the truth and whether we can believe it. And before we unpack five big ideas about the truth, play some games and all that stuff, let me introduce my special guest presenter, Tim Morgan. Hello, Tim.
Good evening, Bill.
Well, you're very welcome here, Tim, and I know you're going to help us out massively tonight, and I will explain. Now, before we begin our show about the truth, let me give some context to Tim being with us. Our show this week is not the one that we'd anticipated when we assembled for our planning meeting on the 8th floor of Colm Radio Towers last week. And why? Because last night we received a memo from the chairman, CEO and big knob of Colm Radio, Sir Arthur Crabtree. And Sir Arthur explained, the Office of Communications, which we all know as Ofcom, the government-approved regulatory and competition authority for the broadcasting, internet, telecommunications and postal industries of the United Kingdom, well, they called Sir Arthur yesterday. And wow, what a bombshell they dropped. Ofcom are doing a no-notice inspection of Colm Radio's output over the three scheduled programmes tonight. And they're going to examine the radio output, check that our output reaches the very highest standards of truth and honesty, which are required under our Ofcom licence. Yes, you heard it right. So the three programmes tonight, there's our gardening show Compost Mentis with Parsley Crumb, followed by this episode of POX 39, followed by Moist Frequencies, Epic Suburban Drill Tracks with DJ Jelly Roll TARDIS. And they've decided that their deep dive, well, that's into us, into Box 39. So Arthur, Sir Arthur, instructed us to call in Tim Morgan to be with us this evening. He is, according to Sir Arthur, the go-to consultant under these circumstances, apparently. Perhaps it's better, Tim, can you explain a bit?
Well, yes. Some people call me the King of Veracity, others the Emperor of Clean Speech. And in Chelmsford, I'm known simply as the Mendacitor, because I can spot a fake and a false idea or policy, a hidden pack of lies or carefully planted disguise. It's my business to see through the wool that's been wrapped around your eyes, or to penetrate the smoke and mirrors and spin the distortion. They're my enemies.
Right.
Show me the rug. I'll lift it to expose the swept residue of the liar.
Goodness, tell me some more. How's that going to happen?
Well, I'll sit here, join in the show, and all you have to do is let me access your personal files and folders on your laptop.
Right.
And I can just give them the once-over. I should be able to just place anything that's going to cause problems with Ofcom personal files, things you'd rather remain hidden, into safety.
Okay.
I have a cloud-based place for them called Storefront that has an easy-to-use drive and a forward-facing whisper cloud.
Right.
Then a stealth shelf that even your wife can't open, and an industry-standard Mark III Oopsie box.
Okay.
So, just relax.
Yeah.
Let me go into your inner portals, yeah, through your back door.
Okay.
And you'll fly through this. Trust me, your bosses at Colm Radio will be lining up to give you a double big bonus after I've done my magic.
Tim, that sounds absolutely marvellous. You know, I've got nothing to hide. Don't really know what you're talking about, but it's always a good idea to have my incognito browsing history given a little clean up, just in case.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So we've got this interesting set of sources here, and they really sketch out a picture of a pretty unique radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to pull back the curtain today on Box 39. It's a UK show, and judging by these notes, it's kind of legendary, but also really quite quirky.
That's putting it mildly. Yeah, your sources paint Box 39 as this, you know, really long-running magazine show. But it somehow stays fresh.
Okay.
And the core idea, the thing that holds it together, is this almost mythical Box 39. They literally open it each week and bang, that's the topic.
Right, so that's the anchor. Because the rest sounds like it goes off in some wild direction.
It seems that way. It anchors a format that otherwise seems, well, keen on breaking the mold.
And the team behind it sounds like quite the cast of characters. You've got Bill Lawrence, senior presenter. He's in Studio One. Sounds, you know, fairly standard.
Pretty traditional, yeah. Hold down the fort. But then
there's Adrian Cohen. junior presenter. And the notes, they don't mince words, do they? Rough and probably bad smelling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, quite the description.
And this detail, this really grabbed me. He apparently travels to join the show live from a luxury caravan in Yogyakarta, Java, Indonesia.
It's quite the contrast, isn't it? You've got Bill in the studio, solid bass. And then Adrian dialing in from, well, a caravan on the other side of the world.
So how does that work? What's his actual bit on the show?
His main thing is called musicologies. The sources describe them as these musical pieces, but with his own smart and pithy observations woven in.
Okay, smart and pithy. From the possibly bad-smelling guy in the Indonesian caravan.
Apparently so.
So let's begin our examination of the truth, Tim. We're going to play a quick round of Is That True? And I'm going to read you three statements. Mm-hmm. And only one of them is totally false. Here are three pop culture statements. One's a total fabrication, and the other two are true. But so here we go. The first statement is that Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen beneath Disneyland. Mm-hmm. The second one is that the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa is the same actor. And the third is that Madonna was offered the role of Rose in Titanic, but turned it down. So Tim, which would you say is the lie?
I'm going to say Walt Disney.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Straight in there, Walt Disney.
Well, that's very good. That's bang on the button. Yes, oh, Walt Disney is not cryogenically frozen beneath Disneyland.
That's a shame, though. It would have been a good attraction.
It would have done, unless someone had pulled the plug out accidentally. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to do one more. This is one of these is a lie. The other two are true. The first is that goldfish only have a 3-second memory. The second is that you swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep on average. And the third is that lightning can strike the same place twice. So one of those is a lie. Goldfish have a 3-second memory. You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. Lightning can strike the same place twice.
I'm not sure. The goldfish one sounds... I'm going to go lightning, though. It's got to be lightning, isn't it?
Well, I have to say that of that one, lightning is the only truth, in fact. Yeah. If you ask the Empire State Building, it gets hit around 20 times a year.
In exactly the same space.
Yeah. Goldfish have got a memory span of months, but I don't know how anyone knows that, to be honest. And the spider thing, it's an absolute total myth.
And then there is the terrible story of Cone Radio presenter Nigel Little and his unjust treatment due to political machinations at Cone Radio Towers, triggered by the incorrigibly jealous authoritarian broadcaster Bill Lawrence. Nigel was handed the radio station's prime time slot of 12 noon on a Saturday, with its peak listening figures caused by tens of thousands of Northeast Essex residents being trapped in their cars, ferrying children to music lessons and birthday parties, and being too lazy to change the channel on their car radios. And at first, Nigel's two-hour show was called The Uplift Hour, with the slug line, "Spirit and Sound from Nigel's Harmony Heaven." This inspiring name did a lot to build the popularity of Nigel's two-hour midday show, but then, behind the scenes, Bill Lawrence had the name changed to Forgotten Oldies, with the slug line, "Maybe it's better to listen to Box 39 at 2 p.m. instead," which caused Nigel's ratings to fall. It's a scandal, if you ask me.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet lies. in the box? What's in the box?
I'm Tim Morgan, trained to spot a lie hidden inside some truths, like a sparrow hidden inside a pigeon, inside a goose at a medieval Christmas feast. And I've given some special access to Box 39 tonight to locate every secret that the show has on its hard drive and then bury them without a trace. So let's start with some trickery. The line between truth and belief.
Well, okay, Tim, you know, you might say, I believe in climate change, or I don't believe in evolution. But, you know, truth doesn't care if you believe in it, right?
No, not at all.
Let me give you a quick example. Imagine this, two people in the same room. Mm-hmm. One believes the room's cold, the other says it's warm. So, who's right? The thermostat says 22 degrees, but one person's in a tank top, the other's in a parka. The only truth there, isn't it, is the room is 22 degrees. It's the belief. That personal, emotional thing shaped by everything from our culture to our childhood. So, Tim, I'll ask you this question. Why do some people believe the Earth is flat?
Because it looks flat. I mean, it seems like it's flat, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not walking at an angle all the time, are you?
No. Although I have seen photos of it from space, but of course they might be faked. And authority, why should I trust authority?
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're trying to pull back the curtain today on Box 39. But it's not just random thoughts, right? There are rules. You mentioned Ofcom, the UK regulator.
Exactly. So even though he's out there, his comments, these observations, they have to stay within the lines. Ofcom's rules, broadcasting standards, legal limits, that kind of thing.
Wow. So it's this totally global kind of bonkers setup, but still tied back to UK broadcasting law.
Precisely. And it's not always just those two. Bill often has a guest presenter with him in Studio One at Conlin Radio Towers.
Ah, right. And the notes mentioned the guest list is pretty strong. Something about the admired roster in Northeast Essex Radio.
Yeah, it seems like they pull in some respected names, despite the unconventional nature of the main lineup.
Okay, so you've got this mix of the conventional studio, the remote caravan, guest presenters, but the scale, according to these sources, is just mind-boggling.
It really is. The potential reach mentioned is... Well, up to 8 billion listeners globally.
8 billion? That's staggering for any show, let alone one that sounds this eccentric.
What's really interesting is how this huge popularity sits alongside some pretty harsh criticism from inside the radio industry, too.
Oh, like what?
Well, some leaders are quoted calling the show's topics things like diverse, okay, but also surprising or even insulting.
Insulting?
Wow. And there's one quote from a businessman calling the team simple and claiming... that they're in my pocket. Strong words.
There's a sort of power, isn't there, online? I think it's called the power of social proof. You know, if others share your beliefs.
I think the flat earthers were laughed at, and maybe without reason.
I've never met a flat earther, have you?
I wouldn't know. Are they easy to identify, apart from having slightly strange opinions?
I don't know if they have a badge or maybe a sort of corporate baseball hat.
Maybe. Some sort of tin foil hat, maybe.
Well, that's confirmation bias, isn't it? You meet someone great on a dating app and you only notice the sweet texts and the compliments. You ignore all the other red flags like they live with 15 cats or they refuse to eat pizza. You know, love's blind and... confirmation bias, well, that's the glasses.
When I look into your eyes, I feel further every time. But I see the roots that take, put a shiver down my spine. I came here asking nothing, but I'm leaving with a list. I was born to believe the truth is all there is. Pressure of the eyes can tie my tongue and leave me cut. If the mirror shows me weakness, I get wild at catching up. You won't find me running off my mouth like my old friends. I was born in California.
It is a little known fact that according to the Cone Radio Charter, in order to be permitted to broadcast, presenters must have been born in Britain. And in order to become a senior presenter, a broadcaster must have been born in the County of Essex. Thus we have the scandal currently afoot at Cone Radio. Bill Lawrence is, as everyone knows, because he is mentioning it all the time, especially when he's within earshot of junior presenters like me. On and on and on he goes, I'm a senior presenter, and you're not, and you never will be. You got that, Aid? I'm a senior presenter, and you're not. Well, not that I let it get to me, of course, but here's the scandal. Bill Lawrence was, in fact, born in Kenya, and yet his birth certificate says Hawaii in the USA. His imposterous body cheeks should be nowhere near a senior presenter's chair.
What's in the box?
3, 2, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Open the box.
Now, how much truth is there in relationships, for example? How important are those little lies we tell to protect someone's feelings, keep the peace, keep the love going, or maybe just dodge a bit of a drama?
Well, a listener named Pryor has sent in this story. Her partner, Jake, spent weeks working on a painting of her for her birthday. When he finally unveiled it, she didn't love it. In fact, she hated it.
Oh.
But in that moment, she smiled and said, "It's beautiful." She told herself that she was protecting him, but later, she couldn't stop thinking, "Did I just start our relationship on a lie?"
That's not uncommon, though, is it? Something like that. I mean, people would say, you know, "You look great, darling." Research shows that couples who practiced radical honesty, they often have more trust, but they have an awful lot more fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the truth is, truth is a bit risky.
We're trying to pull back the curtain today on Box 39. It's not just popular, it's critically acclaimed.
It seems so. Your sources highlight a big one, a BBC Audio Investigation Award.
For what?
For an episode investigating.
Yeah.
Get this. Allegations that lizards were being used to bulk up free school dinners in a place called Wivenhoe.
Lizards. In school dinners. Okay. So not just quirky, but actual investigative stuff. Good enough for a BBC award.
Exactly. And Bill Lawrence, the main presenter, he got a personal award too. A Sony Award, which is prestigious.
Okay, what was that for? Something more conventional?
Not exactly. He won it for how he handled the news of Queen Elizabeth's death.
Yeah.
And the live commentary for her funeral.
Right. Seems reasonable. Where did he do it from? Studio One?
No. According to the notes, he did it all from the public bar of a pub, the Dog and Gusset. Apparently, it's down by the fish getting sheds. In Wivenhoe again. Pure Box 39.
Okay, so let's recap from these sources. You've got state funeral commentary from a pub bar, a presenter described as smelly, broadcasting from a caravan in Indonesia, award-winning investigations into lizards in school meals, potential reach in the billions, and industry insiders calling it simple or insulting.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the package.
It really seems like Box 39 doesn't just succeed despite all this weirdness. Maybe it succeeds because of it. It's unpredictable. Maybe a bit rough.
That leads us to a final thought, really, based on everything we've uncovered in your sources. Something for you, the listener, to think about.
Go on.
When you look at Box 39, how it blends this, you know, standard radio format with these incredibly specific, wild, sometimes, frankly, absurd details.
Right.
The box, the caravan, the pub commentary. And yet, it pulls in huge audiences and top awards.
Yeah.
What does that actually tell us about what people want from radio or maybe media in general today? Is it always about the slick, polished production? Or is there maybe more power in the messy, the authentic, the truly unforgettable, even slightly strange details?
Something to chew on there.
I'm Tim Morgan. This is Box 39. I'm with Bill Lawrence and Adrian Cohen. And I'm here to hide all the files in the Box 39 office. The Ofcom, who are here tonight, on a no-notice inspection may find dishonest, fraudulent, or just a bit saggy. Bill, I still need access to the encrypted folder, which is called Velvet Odyssey. I can't help you if you're hiding something.
Tim, you know, there's something I can't really talk about.
There's another one here called Stanway FM Gotchas.
Oh, you found that. Let me make a quick call to my solicitor during the next piece of music. I'll get back to you.
Velvet Odyssey, is that the name of a magazine for music, community, humour and chat on Stanway FM, isn't it?
Yes. You know, there's a terrible bunch of people who run a terrible show, I'm afraid. Everything they do is copied from us, from Box 39. They steal my ideas. They've got no ideas of their own. They're an awful, terrible bunch. And you know, what's worse, Tim? They've been playing tricks on me and on Box 39 for years. They think it's funny to destroy me, to destroy my obvious talent. They're not broadcasters. You know, they're fraudcasters.
Yeah. Haven't they successfully pranked you on a number of times, Bill, getting you to make personal appearances for mythical groups like the Left-Handed Mug Appreciation Society at the Boxted Community Centre, Password, Southern Spoon?
Well, they did, but I worked it out quite quickly.
And the Museum of Invisible Art sent you on a quest to find the Museum of Invisible Art at Colchester First Sight venue, where all the exhibits were invisible.
No, I just played along with that, really. They didn't fool me.
And the Lost Sock Retrieval Office sent you to the official office where all the lost socks are kept.
Well, I do lose socks, so I thought that was... I'm sure there is something like that. I'm not sure I read about it.
And this one, the Wizard Tower at Braintree Village Shopping Mall, where you took the lift to the top floor looking for the gateway to the Wizard's Tower.
Well, no, I'd taken some drugs. My mind wasn't in its right place. Taken a lot of aspirin.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And the Time Traveller's Waiting Room sent you to a Harwich Harpenny Pier, where you were instructed to wait for the Time Traveller shuttle at an old bus stop at midnight.
That's just one thing.
And this, the National Centre for Sarcasm. You tried to find the National Centre for Sarcasm in Great Bentley for a seminar on how to take everything literally.
Well, you know, to be quite honest, you seem to know an awful lot. An awful lot about these pranks that Velvet Odyssey have played on me.
Well, it's just all lucky guesses.
A lot of unkind things have been said recently about the expensive fact-finding tours that I have gone on with Ms. Janice Bintz, the Cone Radio Finance Director, including claims that the two of us are romantically linked, a rumour that has remained steadfastly and credibly unconfirmed by either Janice or myself. The work we have done together on Cone Radio's behalf has been important, and we have been utterly transparent about how we have used Wivenhoe residents' money. For For example, we have been completely open and honest about staying in the Al Maha Desert Resort and Spa in Dubai, the exclusive Bulgari Resort in Bali, the Four Seasons in the Maldives, some place we forget the name of in the Seychelles that had a 24-hour in-room chef service, the Sandy Lane Hotel in Barbados, the Conrad Bora Bora Nui Resort in French Polynesia, well worth it, by the way, just to see the colour of the sea, and the super-exclusive Aman Venice Hotel in Italy. This arduous fact-finding trip allowed us to do proper research for an edition of Box 39 last February.
You are listening to Box 39, Episode 185, The Truth with Bill Lawrence, Adrian Cohen, and our guest presenter, Tim Morgan. We can only afford the basic level jingle from the cheap and cheerful range because all the money has been spent on Tim Morgan's fee. It's such a shame because for just another 200 quid you can get that bloke that does Basil Brush. Or for another 50 on the nose, Adrian will do it, though his feet do smell of lukewarm despair and forgotten hopes.
Well, let's step back. Let's step way back, where philosophers have wrestled with truth for centuries, Tim. It was old Plato.
Yeah.
I love Plato. He said, truth... Truth was about eternal forms, he said, a perfect objective reality that we can only glimpse. And Nietzsche, he said, there are no facts, there's only interpretations. Well, and then we come forward to today, you know, we've got phrases like, speak your truth, or float around, don't they, like self-help slogans, speak your truth. So which is it? Tell me this, Tim. Is there one truth or are there many?
Well, I mean, you've probably heard the old parable of the blind men and the elephant.
Right.
There's six blind men come across an elephant.
Right.
One touches the trunk and says it's a snake.
Yeah.
Another grabs its leg and says it's a tree. Another feels its side and says it's a wall. And they all argue. Each insists, I know the truth. But of course, they're all right. And... all wrong.
Tim, I'm sure there's something in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snakes and trees and walls and elephants, but you know.
I think it might have been the same drugs you had before, Bill.
Well, they were only passing. I think that's the elephant in the room, you know, because the truth, it isn't a single shining object, is it? Maybe, Tim, it's like a mosaic.
Mm.
You know, like one of those Roman mosaics. It's made from many pieces, seen from different angles.
Yeah.
Or maybe the truth is that we'll never know what the truth is.
Mm.
Let's dive in. We're doing a deep dive today in
what makes Box 39 notable.
Okay. Box 39, it started small from just one episode.
Yeah, Uncle Bert's Mysterious Things. That's the title it gives.
Oh. But it didn't stay small.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating is how it doesn't stop there. It introduces, like, a whole cast of other contributors.
Yeah. This is where it gets really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
So we meet Sir Bob May.
Yes.
Identified as the telephone accessory specialist.
Okay, who else?
Simon Grinham. Famously known as the Man of Bees.
The Man of Bees.
Then Mike Harwood. Described as the radicalized performance poet. Yeah, one view finds him okay, apparently, but then adds this comparison.
Oh.
Saying he's not as clever as Ian Tallentire.
He's described as a science-based clever dick. And there's one more mentioned, a recent signing, Tim Morgan.
Right, from a rival station, Stanway FM, Velvet Odyssey.
That's the one. Very large hands.
Very large hands.
Does make you think.
a rich old man, and she won't have to worry.
I think the time has come for me to lay some of Tim Morgan's cards on the table. Don't you think it's a bit strange that he just turned up out of the blue at Cone Radio and started broadcasting music that nobody knew existed on a show called Test Transmission on Friday evenings at 9 p.m, invariably giving the songs untrue titles and attributing them to fabricated artists and bands? What has been his motive? Well, I can tell you that he is here at the behest of Lord David Price on a mission to collect royalty payments for falsely attributed music played by musicians with fictionalized names, the rights to which are owned by none other than Lord David himself. Only last week, Tim Morgan on his Friday night show purported to play songs falsely credited to the Attempted Moustaches, Too Ugly for Show Business, and The Things That Look Like Meat, all bands supposedly signed to Lord David Price's record label, and all of them entirely fake. What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Morgan?
You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. There ain't no way to hide your lying eyes. Honey, you can't hide your lying eyes.
I'm Tim Morgan, and welcome back to The Truth. Imagine this. You open your phone, scroll through the news, watch a video, ask an AI a question, and feel informed. But what if some of it wasn't real? Tonight, we dive into the strange new world of truth in the digital age, where algorithms, deepfakes, and AI are not just reporting reality, they're creating it.
Well, do you remember earlier this year, or maybe it was the end of last year, a photo of the Pope, the previous Pope, not the one we got now, it went viral, and he was wearing a designer puffer jacket. Do you remember that?
I do. I thought that was real.
Yeah. And people laughed, and they shared it, and, you know, they debated. He'd had some serious drip, you know, he's rocking some cool clothes with confidence and flares.
Mm.
But this was the one problem. It wasn't real.
No.
Made up by AI.
You see, I'm so gullible. I thought it was.
Well, you and many millions of other people, even the news outlets, they picked it up.
Well, would you be able to get in the Pope mobile wearing one of those? Be a tight fit, I would have thought.
Yeah. So here's the question. When tech can mimic reality so convincingly, how do we know what's true anymore?
That's a very good question, and I wish I knew the answer.
Yeah. It's rather frightening, isn't it?
Very, very much so.
I mean, the truth is, in the age of filters and edits and algorithms, the truth isn't just distorted, it's curated for us, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
What is real?
Yeah, we are given the truth that other people assemble for us. Mm. I mean, you curate music for your radio show, you assemble it, don't you?
You're making me wonder if I do it.
Well, that's right.
My word. I hadn't even thought of that before.
I mean, it's quite worrying, isn't it?
Very.
Would you look at the camera and tell them? Any camera. And
right,
tell them.
Directing the show?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you certainly need some direction, Mr. Zappa.
Spank me here. Come on, what are you
talking about? You into that, too? Huh? No, I'm not into spanking.
I love it when you froth like that. Sure.
Now, would you tell our viewers that what the founding fathers...
I thought he was going to be the one frothing today. I'm glad that you're
doing. Wrong again, Frank. Wrong again. Now,
I've got a napkin
would you tell us?
Roll.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Now,
would you look in the camera and tell them with a straight face that you think the founding fathers had in mind the kind of garbage you sing and write when they drafted the Fifth Amendment? Do you really believe that, Mr. Zappa?
I don't think it applies. The founding fathers, one thing, kept slaves, and take a look at what Benjamin Franklin used to do over at the Hellfire Club.
But you have repeatedly...
Not exactly
you have
a bunch of swell guys. I think they had some good things in mind. But we have a document, the letter of the law. Yeah. Let's use the letter of the law and interpret
well,
it
but,
based
but,
on
but the Wait a minute. It is relevant because you have repeatedly, in opposing even ratings for rock music, you have repeatedly cited the Constitution and the First Amendment. Do you think the Founding Fathers really had the First Amendment, that they gave us the First Amendment to defend songs that glorify Satanism and incest and suicide? You believe
Absolutely.
That? You really believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I believe it.
You're an idiot, then. You're an idiot.
Mr. Tell you what, kiss my...
Well, you know, Tim, I'm going to have to ask you. How about it? Do you work for Lord David Price?
No comment.
Okay. Well, is the fictional band The Attempted Moustaches supposedly signed to Lord David's record label, Cayman Island Records?
No comment.
And did you play a song by a band called Too Ugly for Show Business last Friday on your test transmission show?
Sorry, Bill, I have no comment at this time.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that then. Just one more thing, Tim. Have you ever been approached by anyone from Stanway FM?
Look, I refuse to dignify that question with an answer.
Okay, let's move on. These days, you know, Tim, it can be very difficult to spot a lie, can't it? There's so much mass information spreading so many lies onto the world, wrapped up and disguised as truths now. I think we have to train ourselves to fact check.
Well, I mean, fact checking is the process of investigating and verifying information to determine whether it's true, accurate and reliable. It involves checking claims, statements or stories against trustworthy sources like official records, expert opinion, scientific studies, or credible documents.
Yeah, fact-checking helps us separate truth, doesn't it, from falsehoods, avoiding spreading rumours and making informed decisions. You know, we should all be fact-checking, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of examples of fake news that gained traction because it wasn't properly fact-checked. Apparently, a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant was the centre of child trafficking. Anymore?
Well, I mean, there's lots. There's the vaccine microchip conspiracy, a false claim that COVID-19 vaccinations contained microchips used for tracking people. And that was spread widely on social media.
Yeah, and of course the one that's very common, isn't it? That government spying rumours.
It's not a rumour.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Well, if you think you can fool us, we're opening up the phones, we're opening up our WhatsApp. Call in, message us with your own two truths and a lie, and see if we can guess which one is fake. And remember, the best lies, well, they sound just like the truth.
I'm done hating myself for feeling. I'm done crying myself away. I gotta leave and start the healing. But when you move like that, I just wanna stay. What have I become?
I think the time has come for me to lay my own cards on the table. After years of champing at the vinegary bit for what was rightfully mine, yes, that's right, the senior presenter's chair that is currently defiled by the entitled buttocks of the pampered and preening Bill Lawrence day after day, I was at my emotional vulnerablest when contacted by operatives from Stanway FM Radio earlier this year. these black ops agents from Stanway, acting on behalf of a direct competitor of Cone Radio show Box 39, namely a Stanway-centric magazine show called The Velvet Odyssey, also Thursdays at 8 p.m, persuaded me to do what I could to bring Box 39 down and Cone Radio with it by filling my weekly musicologies with anecdotes and analysis steeped in manipulative mendacity and deliberate deception, such that not a single musicology broadcast since January 2025 has contained even a single grain of truth, leaving Cone Radio liable to be closed down by Ofcom. I feel like Sir Alec Guinness at the end of the bridge over the River Kwai as the Japanese train approaches. Or maybe that's not true. Maybe I'm the train driver. Who knows?
Open the box.
Well, we're here in Box 39, and that was Adrian with his last musicology for us here on Box 39 and on Cold Radio, because Adrian's off to Pastors New, and we have to thank him for 9 wonderful years of radio that he's given us. Two truths, one lie, which is the truth. We start off with a text from our old friend Marty Funkhausen from Harwich. He says, here's three. Elephants can jump higher than kangaroos. Mm-hmm. Cows have best friends and get stressed when they're separated. And sea otters hold hands while they sleep. Which one are you going to go for, Tim?
I like the idea of the sea otters. I don't think that's right. I'm going to go with the cows.
No, that's true. Oh. The lie is that elephants can jump higher than kangaroos. And Marty says, of course. Have you ever seen an elephant jump?
Well, no, but I... No. Okay. Well, I've got a text here from Cassandra Blaze, who's in Stanway.
All right. Yeah.
She said, I'm playing two lies, one truth. Yeah. Only one of these is true, Bill. Can you work out which it is? So okay. Here we go. The Ofcom no notice inspection of Box 39 has finished. Tim Morgan has carefully hidden all the secret data and information from the Box 39 servers. Tim Morgan is not a truth detector. He is actually part of the Velvet Odyssey team from Radio Stanway. And has just put all your secrets right now onto the Stanway FM website. And at the same time, he has fully encrypted all of your data. Will only let you have it back if you publicly admit on the radio that the team from Velvet Odyssey are far better than the team from Box 39. And you also donate your senior presenter's chair to the Velvet Odyssey studio.
This is all true, isn't it? The Velvet Odyssey have pranked me.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. Yes, it's all true.
I can't believe it. Although, of course, my honour remains. Right. Tim Morgan, all the other fakers, frauds, and flatulent fibbers from Velvet Odyssey, like yourself, Tim Morgan, from Stanway FM, here's some truths or lies for you. Uh-huh. So listen carefully. I will have my revenge. You will always have to be looking over your shoulders now.
Oh, whatever.
And I knew you weren't real, Tim Morgan. You're too weird. And those hands, I mean, come on. Huge. And you're never going to have my senior presenter's chair. I've just locked myself into it with my Box 39 handcuffs.
He has as
you
well.
You try and take it, and I'll see you in court. And guess what, Tim Morgan? All of those are true. Yes, the truth wins. So put that in your bagpipes. So, this has been Box 39, the magazine of music, community, humour and chat, coming live from Studio 1 on Colne Radio Towers, 106.6 FM, Colne Radio, not Stanway Radio, with our show. Thank you to Adrian Cohen, and a big raspberry to our guest presenter this week, Tim Morgan. You're not getting a guest presenter's fee, Tim, that's for sure.
What?
In fact, we've confiscated your bicycle for being a Stanway FM traitor.
Well, am I going to... So, from high up here in Studio One, on the fourth floor of Colne Radio Towers, looking out over the full and fertile land of northeast Essex, it's time for us to close Box 39 once more. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. If an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can see the tears are real, I'm crying. Oh, yeah. We can go on together suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, little lust of eye, I dry the tears from your eyes. It's don't let a good thing die.
Box 39 is a Guppy production for Colne Radio and is committed to a varied, equitable and truly inclusive output that properly reflects the ethnic diversity of our community audience.